Day was born and raised in Stafford in the UK's West Midlands, where he started working as a butcher, his first food industry job. After working in two Michelin-starred restaurants in London, the chef came to Prague and has recently opened a restaurant of his own, Sancho. In its first weeks of being open, the Asian fusion restaurant quickly became the one place everyone was talking about. And now Sancho is fully booked most days, even at lunch. I met the chef at the restaurant where he told me about the flavors that fascinate him, how Prague's dining scene differs from London's, and what first sparked his interest in food and cooking.
At the age of 13, I started to work in a local butcher shop while I was still at school. And that really pushed me into the food industry. But early childhood food memories for me are some strange things, actually. I always remember mashed potatoes with tomato ketchup and the hot and cold. And I was always interested in hot and cold things in my mouth.
And then you mentioned the butcher shop. So when did you actually start cooking professionally?
I was in the butcher shop. And I stayed there after school as well. And then at age 18 and a half, I owned my own butcher shop, which I sold to move to London to become a chef. And I ended up working in Chinatown for nearly 3 years as a Chinese butcher in a big supermarket. I think I'm still the only English guy to have held that position. But they taught me, I speak some Cantonese, and they taught me how to use a wok and how to roast a duck. And I amassed a massive knowledge of Southeast Asian ingredients. I also worked in a few restaurants while I was there. There was a chef that was opening a big restaurant in Wardour Street, a Pacific Rim restaurant. He promoted me over the next 3 months, and then in the first 6 months I was sous chef there and in control of the wok section. I really loved that. It was great.
And then I guess maybe the restaurant that a lot of people will know where you worked as a senior sous chef is Nobu, which has a Michelin star, which has been called by The Observer, for example, the world's sexiest restaurant. So cooking at this level surely must be very high pressure, a very high pressure job. Can you tell me a bit about your experience working there?
Up until opening Sancho, it was the best time I had career-wise. It was amazing. We had so much fun, and we were cooking at a very high level to a lot of people, you know, sometimes 450 people in the evening and a couple of hundred for lunch. We had about 20 chefs on every service. You know, I said to all of them, and people ask about the pressures of cooking and how it is in the kitchen, you know, it's pretty... The easiest way to explain it is to say 14 hours a day is no time at all. You know, it goes very quickly. But all of a sudden, 2 minutes can be a very long time. And that's, you know, that's how it is. But chefs are born to be chefs and do this. And I love it. It's a big adrenaline rush. We were on such a high all of the time. And we had to come up with something new every single day, and we weren't allowed to repeat ourselves. So I had, for the first time in my cooking career, so much creative freedom. I think back on it really fondly. I had a really wonderful time there.
So after spending such a great time there, what then brought you to Prague?
I went, after Nobu, I went and took a job with David Thompson at NAM, and I worked with him for some time. Where we gained one star Michelin. I think it's the only Thai restaurant in the world to have one star. He's a real master. The reason why I came to Prague, I came here to be an executive chef in Prague's first members club, but unfortunately it didn't work out. But anyway, it brought me to Prague, and here I am, sitting in my own restaurant, and I feel pretty happy, a little bit tired, but pretty happy. And I really, really like to be in Prague. It's great. I'm very interested by the changing Czech palate. I'm in business with a biopharma in Jihlava, so I'm helping to reinstate the lost art of butchery in the Czech Republic. Unfortunately, during communism, it was completely wiped out. So I'm really happy to be here. I live in the city. My parents come over very often. They're still in the UK, and they like it here as well. So that's good.
What would you say are some of the differences between the restaurant scene in Prague and the one in London?
The main difference is there's so many tourists, what I call tourist restaurants here, and not enough honest restaurants. That's the difference.
And also what would interest me, and you mentioned this a bit, is how you source your ingredients, and if you find it more difficult to find your ingredients here than in London, say, or in the UK.
I've gone out of my way to use as much Czech produce as possible. I'm horrified by the amount of restaurants in the Czech Republic that advertise Uruguayan or Brazilian beef steaks when it does actually exist here. You know, it's a bit harder for the chefs to get it. It's much easier to have Uruguayan and Argentinian. So all of the protein that we're using is coming from the Czech Republic at the moment, apart from the chickens, but we've got two guys that are going to start growing or farming chickens for us in the spring. They're just starting next week. And then I'm pretty fortunate because the Czech Republic has such a huge Vietnamese population here. So there's an aeroplane that comes twice a week from Hanoi City. It's not very good for Sancho's carbon footprint, but we have like fresh lemongrass, herbs, fish sauce, everything I need, basically. So I got one of my guests to pop by. He was in London last week. He popped by Chinatown for me and picked up three tins of preserved black beans with ginger. So if people do that, then, you know, it makes it easier for me.
You mentioned all the places you worked, and also that you worked in Chinatown, and it's very obvious just looking over your menu that you are inspired by Asian cuisine. Could you maybe describe what you like about the flavors and how the cooking techniques differ from European ones, maybe for a layman who never used a wok before?
It's not just wok cooking. Well, the thing that I've always been fascinated by is just the flavors and the textures, and how it all goes together. The balancing of Thai food is fantastic. There was a big boom when I was growing up about French food, and I never really got into that. In the UK, we have a lot of Chinese takeaways and Thai restaurants, and that was always my favorite food. And when I had my butcher's shop, I was always cooking at home for friends, and I used to cook occasionally in the local pub. I used to make curries. So I've always been interested in this form of cuisine. The cooking techniques that we use are fun, exciting. You know, we do a lot of steaming, braising, marinating, brining. Some of the beef rendang curry I have on at the moment, we cook for about 14 hours. But it's in the fridge for 5 days. It has 21 different ingredients, and it gets cooked two different ways. The pork belly that I have on at the moment with the black vinegar and three peppers gets cooked five different ways over a three-day process. It's, you know, this is real serious cooking, and it's fun.
Would you say that receiving favorable reviews on food blogs now more than ever is a very important factor in getting people in the door?
It's a very, very important factor. You know, we've also had some really good reviews in the national press here. It is a factor. There's a lot of people. I'm amazed at the amount of bloggers that come in and just take pictures of everything. And I sometimes wish I'd just have a bit more fun with the food. You know, it's because it all seems to be taken a bit too seriously. But they're writing very good things about us, so it must be a good thing.
And also, another thing that you mentioned earlier was the changing Czech palate. Could you elaborate on that a bit for me?
What we do at Sancho, and what I'm teaching all of the staff, is we guide our guests towards enjoyment. And our Czech customers, which we have a lot of, are very easily guided. We don't make the food intimidating at all. And my Czech clientele are really, really happy with the food, and it makes me so happy. It's great. Everyone is really enjoying it, and you know, I think the local Czech people are quite happy that Sancho's here.